Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents
Scootin' Time!
Makers of Snickers welcome you to Curtain Time. Once again, the lobby is crowded with eager theatergoers. And here, as usual at an opening night, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what's cooking tonight?
Murder, John, and mystery. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Ah, well, now that we're comfortably seated, let's glance through the program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Curtain Time Players, are starred tonight in Lady in the Night. Mr. Elders plays the part of Clint Hubbard, and Miss Sargent will be heard as Eve Noland.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of Lady in the Night. It's evening, and Clint Hubbard, a young taxi driver, has his cab parked at the curb. As a pedestrian approaches, he calls out,
"Taxi, mister! Taxi!"
"Okay, then walk, you big lug."
"Hiya, Clint."
"Oh, hello, Casey."
"What do you say? How's business?"
"What business?"
"It's sure lousy, ain't it? And the company said when they got them two-way radios in the cabs, we'd have more fares than we'd know what to do with."
"That's a laugh. All the business I've got out of that dispatcher, I could stick in my eye."
"You ain't kidding. You got an evening paper?"
"Yeah, there's one on the seat."
"I got a couple of bucks on a hay burner in the fifth Hey, boy, oh, boy, the papers are sure giving this Blaine kidnapping a big play, ain't they?"
"Uh-huh."
"And look at that headline. Blaine snatchers demand $35,000 ransom."
"Mm-hmm."
"Boy, that's an awful pile of cabbage."
"I'll say."
"And what do them kidnappers have to do for it? Practically nothing."
"Yeah.
They just keep this playboy Douglas Blaine locked up somewhere until that rich uncle of his kicks through. It's a cinch."
"I'll stick to cab driving, thanks."
"Yeah, but think of all the things a guy could do with $35,000.
Well, sure, I could chuck this job and go to school full time."
"School?"
"Yeah.
Who wants a college education when they got that kind of dough?" "Me? I take off for Florida."
Cab 14.
"Hey, you're being paged, Clint."
"That's 14.
Pick up a fare at 912 Highland Drive. Got it?"
"912 Highland Drive, right. Be seeing you, Casey."
"Okay, pal. Take it easy."
"Did someone call for a cab?"
"Yeah, I did."
"Where to, mister?"
"Nowhere."
"Nowhere? Well, you can walk that far."
"You don't get it, bud. I got an errand I want you to run."
"Look, I'm a cab driver, not a messenger boy."
"There's a sawbuck in it."
"And I don't have to..." "Hmm? Well, why didn't you say so? For $10?
"I got a suitcase down in the check room at the Union Depot. Pick it up and bring it to me."
"Is that all?"
"That's all. Here's the check for the bag. Your door will be waiting for you when you bring back the suitcase."
"Okay, I'll be back in 20 minutes. I want the suitcase for this check, please." "Okay, thanks. Here. Keep the change."
"Taxi? Oh, taxi, wait."
"Sorry, lady, I'm busy." "Hey, I said I couldn't take you."
"Oh, but I think you can."
"But I..."
"And I think you will."
"Hey, what is this?"
"If you're referring to what I have in my hand, it's a gun. Now, do you want a fare?"
"Yeah. Yeah, I guess I do."
"All right. Start driving."
"Hey, Look, if this is a stick-up, I've got exactly $8
and seven... It's not a stick-up.
Then what is it? What are you after?
That suitcase.
A suitcase?
Yes. I saw you get it from the check room.
Well, what's in it that you're so interested in?
As though you didn't know.
Look, all I know is that I'm supposed to deliver it to a guy at 912 Highland Drive.
912 Highland Drive?
Yeah.
So that's where he is.
Where who is?
Stop stalling and hand that suitcase back here to me.
Oh, but listen,
Give it to me.
Okay, but I can't hand you the suitcase and drive at the same time. If you want it, reach for it.
All right. But if you try anything, I can't reach it. Push it back here.
Just a second. There. Can you reach it now?
Yes.
Drop that gun.
Let go of my arm and watch where you're driving.
I'll break your arm if you don't drop that gun.
You let go or I'll...
You missed me by...
Look out! You're going to crash!
Oh, my head. Why, you little... I ought to...
I warned you not to try anything.
Hey, where are you going with that suitcase? Come back here.
Thanks for the ride.
Hey, come back here with that suitcase.
And then what happened, Flint?
Oh, not a darn thing, Casey. After the dame ran away, I called the dispatcher on the radio and had him send you out here.
Say, you're lucky you're not stretched out on a slab in the morgue, all nice and peaceful and dead.
Well, maybe, but...
Yeah, they're going to have to do a lot of work on this hack of yours.
Ooh, if I ever catch up with her again, I'll break her beautiful...
Sure, but why do you suppose she wanted that suitcase?
I don't know, but we're going to find out.
Did you say we?
I did. You're driving me back to 912 Highland Drive.
Maybe there ain't anybody home.
There must be. That guy said he'd be here.
Look, Clint, let's get out of here. I don't like this.
And I don't like being shot at and having my cab wrecked.
Hey, what are you doing?
Casey, the door's unlocked. Come on.
Yeah, but Clint...
Come on. Hello? Anybody home?
I want to get out of here.
Come on, let's take a look in this next room. Hello? Anybody here?
Clint, let's...
What the...
Put your hands up. Both of you.
Well, if it isn't Annie Oakley.
Is that the dame that...
In person.
She must be awful tired at night after slaving over a hot gun all day.
All right. Get over to that door and back of you. Move.
Well, sure, lady, sure.
Now open it.
Look, sister,
I said open it.
I do like the lady says, Clint.
What are you up to now, sister?
I'm just leaving. I want to be sure you don't give me any more trouble.
Me give you trouble? That's a good one.
Get in that room.
Okay, anything you say.
That's very sensible of you. And now, gentlemen, goodbye.
Hey, come back here. Open this door. You can't... Clint!
Come on, Casey, put your shoulder to the door. Maybe we can break it down.
Yeah, but Clint, look over there.
Holy smoke.
Clint, if you see the same thing I do, we're both looking at a very dead corpse.
And he's as full of holes as a bag of donuts.
You know who he is?
No.
He ain't the guy who sent you after the suitcase?
No. I never saw him before.
Well, I have in the newspapers. Clint, that's Douglas Blaine, the cookie that got kidnapped.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Annette Sargent. And now, John Weigel.
These September days, school is in the air with its lunch boxes and after-school snacks. And one little treat that boys and girls and adults, too, always enjoy in the middle of the day is the taste treat of a Snickers candy bar. Each bite of a Snickers bar is a real taste thrill. From the moment you first sink your teeth through that thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel packed with crisp, freshly roasted peanuts, and the luscious nougat center so richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. Altogether, it is the combination of the fine milk chocolate, creamy caramel, crisp peanuts, and soft nougat that makes each bite of a Snickers bar such a thrilling treat. right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. For the second act of Lady in the Night, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Clint Hubbard, the cab driver, was sent to a depot to pick up a suitcase, but an attractive woman forced her way into his taxi and took the suitcase at the point of a gun. Later, returning to the place he was supposed to deliver the luggage, Clint and Casey, another cab driver, met the woman again. And again at the point of a gun, she locked them in a room, along with Douglas Blaine, rich kidnap victim, who lay on the floor dead. Well, it's now a moment later.
What a mess. Locked in the same room with Douglas Blaine, and him dead. Murdered.
Look, Casey, do you suppose the dame killed him?
Well, I don't. She was exactly paying a social call on him, Clint.
You know something?
I know that we better get out of here fast.
I'll bet the ransom money for Blaine was in that suitcase.
Come on, we gotta get this door open.
But if the dame was one of the kidnappers, why'd she go at the trouble of stealing the bag?
I passed.
I was bringing it here anyway. And who was the guy who sent me for the bag, and where is he?
Clint, this is no time to be playing detective. Let's bust this door down. Come on, heave ho! Oh, come on, Clint, will you?
Huh? Okay,
together
okay.
Now, together. One, two, three.
All right, once more now.
Hey! What's going on in there?
Yeah, who's that?
Search me.
What's all the racket? Open up.
Who is it?
The police.
The police? Good grief.
Oh, brother, now we are in it, right up to our necks.
Open up, you hear?
But we can't. The door's locked from the outside.
Well, you're in a long time since, no?
All right. Now, what's this all about?
It's a long story, officer.
No, I bet. Here I'm walking my beat past a house that's supposed to be closed for the summer, and what do I find?
Well, you see,
the light's on, the front door open, and you two making enough noise to wake the dead.
That's what you think.
Okay, let's have it. What's going... in the name of... murder.
Oh, now listen, officer.
Stand right where you are, you two. Don't move.
But
who is he? Come on, talk.
He's Douglas Blaine.
The fellow that was kidnapped?
Yes.
So, kidnappers and murderers, huh?
Now, wait a minute.
Come on, get into the other room. I'm calling headquarters.
But we didn't have anything to do with this. The dame killed him.
Dame?
Yeah.
What dame?
The one that hooked the suitcase from Clint.
I don't see any suitcase.
He means the suitcase the guy had me get from the Union Depot.
What guy?
The guy that was going to give me $10.
Guys, dames, suitcases, depots. You can tell that story down at headquarters. Now into the next room with you.
Well, Clint?
Yes, we might as well do what the man says.
It's the first smart thing you guys have done. Okay, now stand right where you are.
What a mess we're in now.
Get me the 42nd Police Precinct. Make it snappy.
Clint, what are we going to do?
We haven't got a chance with this story of ours. We got to get out of here.
Yeah, but how?
42nd Precinct? This is Mallory, Sarge. I'm at 912 Highland Drive. Yeah. Send a squad's car over. I got the kidnappers of Douglas Blaine.
That's us he's talking about.
That's right, Sarge. They're not only kidnappers. Blaine's dead. Okay.
Look, you're making a big mistake, officer.
Sure, sure. Every time I arrest anybody, it's a mistake.
Look, I'll show you exactly what happened.
Careful now. No tricks.
No. All I'm going to do is show you how Casey and I got locked in that room with Blaine.
Yeah?
We came here after the wreck, see?
What wreck?
The wreck that we... Oh, nuts. Well, the point is, just as we came in this room, the door slammed shut behind us.
Like that?
Yeah, and there was the dame with the gun. Now, we'll pretend you're Casey and me. I'm the dame, and my finger's the gun.
Go on.
She comes walking up to us and jams the gun in my gizzard, like this.
Oh, watch it now, watch it.
No, I'm just showing you what happened. And then she tells us to back up, back up, back up, just like you're doing. Right, Casey?
Right.
Finally, she's got us backed up to this door here, leading into the room where Blaine is. And then...
Then what?
She gave us a shove, like this.
Hey, you, let's go.
Quick, Casey, slam the door.
Yeah, okay. Open the door.
Lock it, Casey. I got it.
Open it around, you.
Casey, get away from that door.
Holy smoke, let's get out of here.
Come on.
Hey, what's that?
More cops.
We gotta get moving.
Okay, let's. Casey, wait.
What's the matter?
Over there, on the floor, there's a key.
Come on, Clint, come on.
It's a key to a hotel room.
Those cops will be here in a minute if you don't.
Room 321, Radcliffe Hotel. I wonder if the dame dropped it. Or maybe it belongs to the guy who had me get the suitcase.
But quiet out loud, will you?
Okay, Casey, let's go to the Radcliffe Hotel.
What did the room clerk say, Clint?
There's a woman in 312, Casey. Someone named Eve Noland.
That must be Pistol Packing Mama.
Maybe. I'm going up there. You wait here.
Yeah, but Clint...
If I'm not back in 15 minutes, you come up and see what's cooking.
Who is it?
Bellboy, telegram for Miss Noland.
Just a moment. I'll just...
No, you don't. It's not polite to slam a door in a person's face.
What do you want?
That's better. Okay, sister. Now that you're not hiding behind your artillery, we're going to make some conversation.
If you think you're going to get your hands on that money again, you're mistaken.
Oh, so I guessed right. It was ransom money in that suitcase.
Didn't you know that it was?
I don't know anything except that I'm wanted for kidnapping and murdering Douglas Blaine.
Who are you?
Clint Hubbard. Just a guy trying to drive a taxi cab through college. And now we're going to take that suitcase on a little trip to the police.
No.
Oh, yes. I've got to convince the coppers that I didn't kidnap and kill Blaine, and the best way to do it is to hand them the person who did.
But I didn't kill Doug.
Doug? Do you always get that chummy with the guys you knock off?
But I didn't kill him. I didn't have anything to do with it. He was already dead when I got to that house.
Look, besides being Eve Noland, who are you?
I'm Martin Blaine's secretary.
Martin Blaine? Didn't the paper say he's Douglas Blaine's uncle?
He is.
I wonder. Are you telling the truth?
Here, if you don't believe me, call Mr. Blaine. Ask him.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. But if that's the case, why are you afraid to go to the police?
I can't tell you. I can't tell you anything.
No? Why not?
Please, I know how things look to you, and I'm sorry for the trouble I've caused you, but you've got to trust me.
Trust you? Don't make me laugh.
Please.
You know, you're kind of nice when you come out from behind that gun of yours.
Then...
I've got my own neck to think about. Where's that suitcase?
Please, won't you...
Where is it?
In the other room.
Okay, I'll get it, and then... Oh, no, you don't.
What do you mean?
This time you go first. You're not locking me in any more rooms.
But...
Go on.
Please... If you'd only trust me.
In the spot I'm in, I wouldn't trust my own mother. After you, Miss Noland. Okay, where is it?
Over by the bed. Mr. Hubbard, Clint, please...
Shut up, sister.
Hey, you, where'd you...
Give me that bag and then reach.
Okay. So I get a chance to earn that sawbuck for delivering this bag to you after all, huh?
You're gonna be getting more than a sawbuck, bud.
You're Sam Rossman.
And you're Eve Noland. Blaine talked about you.
How did you get in here?
Up the fire escape and through the window. Now hand over that suitcase, cabbie.
Sure. Here it is.
Right in the face.
Wait, you...
And here's something else for you. He dropped the gun. Get it, Miss Noland.
I've got it.
Okay, Rossman. Now I'm really going to let you have it.
Oh, stop. Don't hit him again.
Hey, just a minute. Aren't you pointing that gun at the wrong guy?
No. Get your hands up.
Hey, what the devil is this? What's the idea of double-crossing me?
I don't know what this is all about, sister. But thanks. Now give him that gun.
No.
Come on, before I
take it. All right. Take it. But get out of here. Take the money if you want to, but get out.
Okay, I'm going. But you're going with me.
I am not.
Look, I'm not the kind of a guy to ditch a good-looking biscuit after she's done me a favor. And we're going to take Cabby here along with us. I saw your hack down the street, Hubbard.
It's not mine. It's another driver's, Casey.
But you can drive it. Okay, both of you. Through the window and down the fire escape.
No, I'll go with you, but let him stay here.
So he can go running to the coppers? Get going, Hubbard. You know, this little trip might make you famous.
Yeah? How?
Well, you're probably the first guy in history who ever drove himself to his own funeral.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, here is John Weigel.
Each day, candy lovers of all ages stop at candy counters all over the country to enjoy the taste treat of a Snickers candy bar. for Snickers bars have long been known as the choicest fine candy. From the moment you take your first bite of a Snickers bar, you enjoy the rare smoothness of the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, packed with crisp, whole roasted peanuts, and a rich nougat center, abundantly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. All melt together in each enjoyable mouthful to give you that rare taste blend you will find only in a Snickers bar. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. For the third act of Lady in the Night, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Suspected of kidnapping and killing Douglas Blaine, Clint Hubbard, a cab driver, went to the Radcliffe Hotel, where he found Eve Noland, the woman who had locked him and Casey in the room with a dead man. Then, suddenly, the man who had sent Clint for the suitcase appeared, with a gun. Forcing Eve and Clint down the fire escape, this man, Sam Rossman, informed Clint he was being taken for a ride. Well, now, a few minutes later, Clint drives Eve and Rossman in Casey's cab.
Where am I supposed to be driving to, Rossman?
Just keep headed north, Hubbard.
Look, please, you've got the money. You've got a chance to get away. Don't hurt him.
Don't worry. It won't hurt a bit.
That's swell.
Then when it's over, you and I are going to have a little talk, Miss Nolan, about what happens to you.
But I tell you...
Cab 34.
What's that?
Cab 34. Clint, this is Casey.
Casey!
Clint, if you can hear me, come in.
Look, what is that?
It's the two-way radio. All our cabs have it.
Clint, can you hear me? I looked all over the hotel for you.
Oh, if we could
only... Turn it off.
Then I discovered my cab was gone, so I came here to the dispatcher's office. I
said turn that thing off.
Okay.
Clint, if you can hear...
That's better.
This is Sheffield Avenue we're on, isn't it, Rossman?
Yeah, what about it?
Nothing. Except Sheffield ends up here about a mile.
Then you turn west on Lincoln Drive. Go over to Colfax and out Highway 91.
West on Lincoln to Colfax and out Highway 91. Okay. You know, Ross, you're not playing this very smart.
No?
No. Kidnapping is one thing. Murder's another.
Yes.
Any shooting I do from here on out, Hubbard, is strictly on the house. I haven't got a thing to lose.
Meaning you killed Blaine.
Meaning just what I said, that's all.
So you get a free ride as far as I'm concerned. But you were still a sap to kill Blaine.
He was a sap to try to double-cross me.
He double-crossed you?
Yeah. He went for the dough all by himself. Then he very conveniently got lost.
Huh. Doesn't make sense.
Except that Doug wasn't kidnapped.
What?
That's right. How'd you know?
From the ransom note. I recognized the type.
Go on.
That note was written on my typewriter at the Blaine house. Doug was the only person besides myself who could have used that machine.
Now, that's what I call a pretty smart dame.
Why did Blaine pull a fake kidnapping?
Because he owed Rossman a lot of money. Money he'd lost gambling. He couldn't get the money from his uncle any other way.
But if you knew all this, why didn't you tell the police?
Because I didn't want Doug's uncle to know. Oh, Mr. Blaine worshipped him. If he found out what Doug had done, it would have killed him.
What do you think it's doing to me?
Here's Lincoln Drive. Turn west.
I know. Is that why you turned the gun on me at the hotel, Miss Nolan, instead of on Rossman?
Yes.
And you'd rather let Rossman get away than have Blaine's uncle know the truth, huh?
Go on, tell him.
Yes. That's why I waited to see who picked up the money at the depot after Doug's uncle had left it there, according to instructions.
And then?
I hoped I could get the money back, find Doug, and persuade him to give up his crazy idea.
That's also why you went to the house on Highland Drive after you found out where I was taking the suitcase.
It is, but...
Where were you, Rossman?
Well, if you really want to know, I followed you to the depot. I needed somebody else to pick up that bag in case of a trap.
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't count on the dame here hijacking you. And just as I got back to the house, I saw her breeze out with a suitcase, so I trailed her to the hotel.
We're at Colfax Avenue now.
Okay. Head for Highway 91. I know a quiet spot where we won't be disturbed.
Rossman, you can't get away with this.
Why not? Hubbard won't talk.
But I will.
Let old man Blaine find out his nephew tried to cheat him out of 35 G's?
I don't care about that, no.
Your change of heart is a little late, Miss Nolan.
There's only one way you can keep me quiet, Rossman.
That can be arranged, too.
Don't be a fool, Miss Nolan. If you've got an out, take
it. No. But look. What's that?
Where?
Up ahead.
Hey, what's going on?
Why are those cabs blocking the street?
They're out there to stop you.
What?
You didn't know it, but we've been doing a little broadcasting.
What are you talking about?
The two-way radio. When you gave me directions where to drive, you also gave them to the company dispatch office.
Oh, Clint, you mean...
That thing was off.
Ah, that's what you thought. But when I switched it, I didn't turn it off.
You didn't turn it off?
I merely switched it from receive to send. Listen, come in, Casey.
How are we doing, Clint?
Okay, boy, okay.
You're sure lucky them cabs was cruising around that neighborhood. There should be some police guys there by now.
Listen, a siren.
They're coming up now, Casey.
Hubbard, turn this hack around.
Give it up, Rossman. You don't have a chance.
Maybe not, but there's one piece of business I can finish.
Rossman,
you're
if you...
You're itching to be a hero, Hubbard. Well, I'm going to give you a
chance. Don't, Rossman, no!
Rossman, don't! No! Oh, you crazy idiot. If you think you can get away... Eve, is she... No use trying to get away, Rossman. And
shut up, you jerk.
Drop that gun, Rossman. You're covered.
Why out?
You make one move and you're a dead pigeon.
Okay. Don't shoot.
You all right in there?
I'm all right. But Eve, she threw herself in front of Rossman's gun.
Oh.
Eve, are you all right?
I'm all right, I guess.
Did he hit you?
No, I must have fainted. Oh, Clint, I'm sorry. This is all my fault.
Forget it. It's over now.
But can you... ever forgive me?
I can try. After I get to know you better.
How much better?
Well, I always say a fella never knows a girl until he's kissed her.
Oh, Clint.
Hey, Clint, where are you? What's cooking?
Miss Noland, I'm very happy to know you.
Clint!
Take it easy, brother. He's busy.
Busy? Doing what?
Look, fella, for what I'm seeing, radio ain't enough. You guys really ought to have television in these hacks.
The curtain falls on the last act of another Curtain Time play brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Tonight, Curtain Time starred Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent in Lady in the Night by Ken Fetters. The supporting players were Maurice Copeland, George Caesar, and Norman Gottschalk. The Curtain Time Orchestra is conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. The stars of Curtain Time with a word about next week's play.
Next Saturday, Pat, Harry is a composer and a pianist.
Yes, and Nanette is also a composer. In fact, we compose a concerto together.
Yes, and what you do to it.
Something we'll let everybody in on next week, Nanette, when we present Double Life.
Well, double lives are always interesting. Thanks and good night, Nanette Sargent and Harry Elders.
Good night, Pat.
Good night.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Snickers present...
Curtain Time!
Each week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. WMAQ, NBC in Chicago.